kopesgreenhouse.com. That's kopesgreenhouse.com. From all the families that rely on your support, we say thank you.
When it comes to computers, Madison Computer Works has been the leader in computer help, service, and support for more than 35 years. Our friendly techs have the expertise to help you choose the right computer for your needs. We make it easy to get a new computer by moving your data, reinstalling programs, and setting up your printers and email for you. Our competitive pricing and awesome tech support make moving to a new computer painless and affordable. Whether servicing your old computer or buying a new one, we'll help you do it right. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Ian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Ian?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Hey, you know, the wife and I are huge American Idol watchers. We watch this thing religiously, have for years. And so Monday we're watching this show, and you know, you have this app and you can watch your contestant and you can click on and vote for this or that. Where I'm going with this is I can kind of hear an echo of myself and it's making it difficult. Our founding fathers wrote our Constitution in what, 1767 maybe?
They wrote it over a period of time. They start with 1776, and then 1788 is when George Washington got sworn in as president, and then there was the Revolutionary War, and then they had a constitutional convention in Philadelphia. So it was written over a period of time, but it was the late 18th century. That's right.
And this was approximately almost 90 years prior to the Pony Express even being established. I wonder if there would ever be a dimension or a universe where if they could have foresaw American citizens having the technology we have today, you know, do you think there would ever be a dimension to where our Wisconsin or congressional representation simply proposes their bills and legislation, and then as it goes for a vote, there could be some kind of app where nothing gets passed without a 50% majority vote from Wisconsinites, you know, since we now have the technology where we can interact directly and effectively.
That's a fascinating idea of, you know, the town square, they all get together in New England, going back in the 1600s, that would sort of happen. You might have a town with 800 people in it. In those days, they only let men, you know, vote. So there were probably, you know, only 100 or 200 males over 21, and they are invited to this town square, and they get together, and the mayor, whoever it was, would get up and say, I think we should do this. What do you think? And there'd be a consensus. And you're absolutely right. In the 1780s and 90s, they had no idea what technology would be now. One of the geniuses about our Constitution and about our system of laws is that people who, you know, they had muskets, you know, they walked around with wigs, some of these people, you know, they had velvet coats with collars and their, you know, the trousers, you know, were fastened at the knee and belt buckles or buckle shoes and all this stuff. And they had horses and they wrote a document that works right now. It works right now. And what the Republicans are doing is a very dishonest thing. They're saying we want go back to the original intent. The original intent was fairness, openness, due process, equal protection. Very sadly, it excluded enslaved people back then. And very sadly, it excluded women, at least in voting, although not in due process and equal protection. And so to say that we're going to go back to that is just, it's a scam. It's a beard, because it just means that they are going to do the Republican Party whatever they want now and say it was the original intent. And that's, you know, when they say, well, there's no mention of there's no mention of abortion in the Constitution. You know, there's not only is there no mention of freeing slaves, slaves were counted as, I think, three-fifths of a person so that the Southerners would get more electoral votes. You know, and so what you do is over time, to accommodate new technology and new ideas, you apply the core principles of equal protection, due process, the First Amendment, separation of church and state, no established religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of right to petition the government. And over time, it's worked. And what the Republicans are proposing now is to do something that would not work. So, you know, it's an interesting thing if you said, all right, Congress should, if you could have foreseen it, or by constitutional amendment, which I would not support, by the way, we're going to have an instant referendum on everything. In other words, all right, you know, Roe v. Wade, immigration, the war in Ukraine or whatever, and you're going to zap it out there. And anybody who has a means of electronic response, like a computer or a phone, can vote and you can tally it instantly. And that's true, you could. It's going to be a selected audience because a lot of people won't respond and a lot of people don't have access to the technology and a lot of older people don't know how to do it. But it would obviously be a very, very wide response. They do it somewhat with polls right now, although polls are increasingly kind of unreliable. I think that the Founding Fathers' idea was the best. In other words, you elect members of the House, members of the Senate, they pass legislation. What I don't agree with are 19th century rules that the Senate imposed on itself. The filibuster, it's just a rule, has no basis in the Constitution. And also that one senator can hold up litigation, legislation. In the 19th century, they could hold it up forever. Now they can hold it up for a certain period of time, and you have Rand Paul. You have people, John McCain said that Rand Paul was carrying Putin's water. And he said this back years ago. You can have one senator who's a traitor to the United States hold up our government, our ambassadors. That's crazy. That can be done, gotten rid of simply by the Senate itself without having to go to a national referendum. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's first off, give a little bit of a, somewhat to what Gary said. I think technically sometimes, I don't know, the way you use Nazism and communism and all that, it's authoritarianism. I mean, that's probably the more precise term to use for what Putin is doing in Russia right now and what Hitler did and what Stalin did, because, you know, Stalin was not a true communist because he didn't believe in the people, the proletariat, all the commoners together ruling the country. They had a authoritarian system just like a czar. He was the Red Czar, and he ruled the country like an absolute monarch, and he had the same secret police. In some cases, the same guys who were working for the czar, working for him, ferreting out any dissent, which we've seen in the past in authoritarian, despotic governments. In the past, Henry VIII had it, Elizabeth I had it. They had their own secret police, you know, rooting out, ferreting out, you know, dissenters. And but Tucker Carlson supports authoritarianism. The Republican Party is becoming more and more authoritarianism as time has gone on. I mean, and our nearest analog now has been the fascism that it was in Germany, but we've seen it in fiction. You know, we saw it in the book 1984, where we're just supposed to believe whatever the government tells us at that particular time. And Tucker Carlson and, you know, Fox News is just the tool of a guy who is an authoritarian supporter, you know, in the name of Rupert Murdoch, because he's gone from country to country pulling this crap. And I mean, he sidled up to the Chinese so he could get more broadcast power over in the Southeast Asia region, the Southeast Pacific. It is just this need for some of these people to have, you know, the divine, or, and these guys are not divine, but, you know, they're not anointed by God. I mean, even though they try to assume that mantle to themselves and pour the holy oil on themselves and say, you know, see that I'm speaking for God, because nobody speaks for God. I mean, if we take the Bible as truth, I mean, Jesus lived communally with his, he had no real possessions. He barely had the cloak on his back. He didn't have any money. There was a common purse of the guys that he went around with. You know, he lived as a vagrant and you know, went from people's homes, you know, to stay, relied on his fellow man. I mean, that, but, you know, rolling back to the Supreme Court, I'm sorry, I thought I had notes down this morning, but I think Alito may have leaked the notes. I think he wanted to firm up the rally his base, you know, that in opposition to abortion, and that to firm up perhaps, you know, Kavanaugh and John Roberts, say you guys better fall in line here. Again, Mitch McConnell is, you know, screaming about this, but we should have known that this is what the Supreme Court was planning on doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, you could tell it in their confirmation hearings, because I looked at them and I didn't believe them in the confirmation hearings. And to have Collins say that they hoodwinked her, come on, you're in the Senate. If you're hoodwinked, you shouldn't be in the Senate. And, you know, when it comes to who passed the draft on the Politico, I frankly don't much care. I mean, it very well could have been a law clerk on the left, you know, one of the Democratic law clerks. It could have been a law clerk on the right. It could have been somebody who had a relationship with a Politico report. I don't care. The point of the matter is, it's true what happened, and I'm glad we found out about it. And quite frankly, it's very disturbing. And that five justices out of nine, a bare majority, when one of them was appointed in the lame duck by Mitch McConnell, and then was voted on by senators who had just lost election in January, wouldn't be sworn in again, and they're going to change American history? That's not right. That's not proportionate. That is just plain wrong. And what I've suggested is that the Supreme Court has lost its legitimacy, and somebody should say, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. You know, there's a Larson cartoon where there's a circus trainer sort of whipping bears, and he has a three-legged stool making them dance. And one of them takes off his mask with his paw, and he turns to another one and says, hey, these come off. Pass it on. And so it's a great Larson cartoon. I mean, that's it. So hey, wait a minute. Who are the Supreme Court? Some of them were illegitimately appointed, in my view. Why are we obeying them? That there has to be a sense out there that they've gone too far. They have gone too far. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.